The Wairoa River is at the centre of debate within the community of Ahipara. In recent weeks, beach access has been cut off following ongoing coastal erosion along Te Onirua Tohe, a hard pill for some to swallow.
There's other entries onto Te Onirua Tohe, but for some unknown reason, this has to be the entry because it's been there for years. And I think it's almost become like a right, not a privilege. And I kind of find it a little bit offensive that a group want to change the direction of the Wairoa so they can get their vehicles onto the beach.
Well, they've been pretty busy of late in the last sort of 12 to 18 months. It just seems like there's something going on every day out here. So this is probably one of the latest additions to the long list of mahi on that Kaitiaki priority list. And it's created a bit of heat in the community in terms of access on and off the beach. Just, I guess, people used to coming on and off the beach on this particular access, eh?
The Far North District Council have applied a blockade of concrete blocks across the Kaka Street beach access as a precautionary measure to keep the public safe. A meeting called by a local councillor saw concerned residents and wider community members come together to find a pathway forward. Suggestions to divert the river in a new direction were met with a resounding no, and Ahipara Takiwa said the Wairoa is an entity of its own and Papatūānuku will take her course.
And that word no is hard for some people to comprehend, you know. We feel the Wairoa has her own entity, her own spiritual, you know, entity, and she should be respected as you know, a life force.
It's a privilege to use the coast, and Mother Nature's probably just giving us that, well, this is what we're going to do for now. So if everybody can change their attitude in terms of how they access and use the beach, this is just how it's rolling out at the moment, eh? So it's good anyway for her to have a bit of a break from the number of vehicles that keep coming onto this place. So it'll give her a bit of a rest anyway.
Severe weather coupled with king tides has pushed swells from the sea further inland, eating up much of the dunes that once protected some of the residents of the Ahipara coastal village. Residents along the coast continue to seek advice on effective ways forward to protect the seaside properties.
We, after our assessment, what's been returned to us has been very, very little. And what we have, we need to hold on to. And just remember, you know, the significance, you know, of our pipiha. And saying it and actually acting and looking after her, I think is very important for us as a hapu and as a iwi and as a being, as a human being. Kia ora.